relieved as well, because Scotland maybe flattered Oldham a little bit. We got the win in the end, but we had to work so hard for it.
Yeah, and listen, nobody, you look at the league table and you say Oldham are second bottom of the league, oh, we should go there and win this. They've actually, before today, conceded four goals less than the top side, Sheffield United. So although they didn't score many, so today the message was, we've got to find a way, however we do it, to win this game of football. And obviously, what a blow. I mean, I think getting the first goal is always crucial, especially the side at the bottom. You know, we saw against Shrewsbury a couple of weeks ago. But they've had a little upturn in form since Fez has come back in. They've had two home wins in a trot, not conceded a goal. So I think it was always going to be difficult. And on a really tricky surface, I thought the boys, you know, played some really good stuff on a
well, the surface was responsible for the equaliser, wasn't
well,
it?
Well, you know, and what a blow that is to us, to go in after the ball's bobbled over Doyley at half-time. What a blow that was for everyone. But we had to lift them, and they lift each other. At the, you know, we said, right, OK, we played well first half. You know, we second half got in some really good positions, and you know, a bit of good goalkeeping, well, a lot of good goalkeeping from their lad, good defending from them. But I thought the way we played, we thought they would set up with the diamond, so we sort of matched it up. But to get, you know, quicker players like your Marsh and Jordan behind, you know, they're two big centre halves, but they don't send the full backs forward that much, so it's very difficult to find pockets. Big Farney just sits in front of the back four as well. So, but I was really pleased, and it's nice. I mean, we've worked really hard this week on set players, as we do most of the time. But to get two from them today and have one disallowed from one that we'd worked on was naturally pleasing. Two centre halves, you know, chipping in with goals, where we said all along, you know, it doesn't matter who scores, but we all got to start chipping more.
I was going to ask you that, because there's going to be a lot of talk of Charlie Wyke and the striker, and we need but we've not produced goals from set pieces, yeah. And others haven't done enough, so it must be satisfying, especially yeah. for Rory as well, to score today, because he was brilliant this afternoon.
Yeah, I thought we had some really big performances. I thought Doyley save, you know, he didn't have much to do today, but he made a big save for the second half when the boy went through one-on-one. But yeah, Rory, I can't speak any highly of him, Darbs, all the lads that have been out, Killer, you know, fantastic attitude when they've not been in the side. It's been tough for him because he's been a stalwart for the club and played nearly every time he's been fit. And this season it's been different for him. But yeah, delighted for him, naturally. And we said at half-time, listen, they've had a game Tuesday. We're going down the hill. We're going into how many thousand City fans there. You know, if that can't inspire us. And I thought second half, wave after wave, but we were threatening. We're getting in behind. We're getting to dead ball line. We're cutting it back. They were getting blocks in. The set players were always dangerous. You know, Rory's had one off the line. And but again, it is relief, because it would have been another draw after the game. We've more than done enough to win the game. So pleased for everyone, yeah, naturally.
And nice to have Billy Clark back, because he gives us that option and a bit of know-how and nous in that little pocket
yeah.
today.
Yeah, you know, we said all along what a good season Billy's been having. And, you know, you've got Laws and Josh on one side, Tim just sitting at the base of the diamond. But sometimes you play diamond, obviously you give a bit on width, but we've got full-backs that play like wingers. So sometimes you leave yourself two for two, which we did first half occasionally, but we've got to do that when we're trying to win the game and not draw the game. So we take chances, we take risks, but sometimes we need to do that, as I say, to turn these one-pointers into 3 points. But yeah, all in all, on a tricky surface, we played a lot of good stuff, deserve the victory, and now we move on.
McArdle having come in to the side today, looking back over the course of the season, Nat Knight-Percival was ever present before today, but I personally think that performance by McArdle today, both ends of the field, that's as good an individual defensive performance from one player from a centre half as you've had all season. It looked like he'd never been away, and he's been in, as you say, in and out
yeah,
of the team.
Yeah, I take your point. I think there were a period, I think November, December, where Knight-Percival, you could have sold him to, you know, you were having your phone-ins, and he were man yeah. of match. So he's done really well, isn't that? Hence, that's why Rory's not been able to get in. But you know, we've had disappointing news on Matthew Kilgallen. He's had an operation today on his pec and his shoulder. You know, with the x-ray showed they had no bone problems, dislocations, but this probably will rule him out for the rest of the season. So that is a huge blow to us. You know, both cover left back and cover left
and
centre
for
back.
Him personally as
oh,
well.
Oh, for him personally, yeah. Of course, because again, I can't speak highly of his attitude to will everybody on when he's not been playing, another difficult. And when he's coming, he's been terrific for us. And he probably would have got a little run in the side, you know, after his couple of good performances. So that's a blow to him, and it's a blow to us. And we've got to look to try to get in, you know, a little bit of left back cover. Easier said than done, because it's hard to get people in who are just coming to come as cover, and we don't want just lads who are, you know, not good enough, really. So
someone who will improve the squad.
Well, this window is very difficult, isn't it? You know, the loan market now, because in times gone by, you better get somebody in for a month. And if, for example, Meza got injured, you get somebody in, but we can't. So you see all the clubs now, you see all the clubs are bringing players in to strengthen the squad, giving more numbers. At the moment, we've had five out, now Killer, six out, two in. So, as I said, the behind the scenes are working so hard to get deals done and over the line, and hopefully, you know, in the coming days we will do that and welcome the newcomers in. So, as I say, it's always a nervy time before the window closes, but we need to try to get bodies in, and that's what we're trying to do.
Are you any closer with Charlie Wake at all?
No, I don't think we can be any closer than what we've done. We've met the release clause. You know, I noticed he scored today again, but I just don't know. Again, I've left that to Greg and Edin and James Mason. We put the bid in, met the clause, done everything that this football club can do to do that. And there's a couple little snagging points, which I'm not really that aware of, if I'm honest. Hopefully it'll get ironed out. You know, in the next 48 hours.
And talk of these two German strikers as well. Is that just talk, or are you close to them?
No, I think that's just speculation.
Right. Have you got other targets then? If it's not Charlie White, have you got plan B?
Yeah. There's been inquiries, you know, for three or four strikers. But as you can imagine, nearly every other club are speaking the same strikers, unfortunately.
Maybe looking for a 20-goal a season centre-half now as well.
Yeah, well. But no, listen, there's no. We know we need to try to strengthen in that department, and, you know, the club are doing everything in their power to do that. So, you know, we're hopeful when the window closes that we will be stronger.
When you say about you need cover now at left back because of Matthew Kilgallen being out almost certainly now for the rest of the season, have you got a list that, you know, that you've already got in mind if that scenario arises, so that if we're suddenly going to need a new left back, right, here's the list, and we can look at them and make
certainly
approaches.
You know, Greg, as I said, works tirelessly on that, and we went through the list yesterday. But again, it's very difficult to get players up and say, well, you've got Meredith there. What you know, is Meredith moved? No, Meredith moving, but in case he gets injured, he's a backup. So you get an 18, 19 year old who's not had a lot of experience, but a good one that's going to be happy to be backup and push and try to get in. So it is a tricky one to get in, and like hence you don't want to pay loads of money to somebody who's going to come and just be cover. So it's a balancing act.
I suppose as well with a lot of the Premier League clubs doing so much rotation when it comes to FA Cup games or whatever, obviously, you know, Liverpool, they've got a massive squad. They might suddenly now find that they've got one or two players who are prepared to go out on loan because they're not going to get elsewhere.
You never know. As I say, you know, we have got lists, we've got targets. And, you know, hopefully we can pull a couple off before the window closes.
Has there been any more interest in any City players at all? Or if you see a phone call coming in from a manager, do you reject the call?
Hand on my heart, I've had three inquiries all for the big lad who's left. You know, so I've had no more inquiries but of any of our players, me personally, not at all.
And with the deadline being on Tuesday, look, there's a near full fixture list in the Premier League, the Championship. You've got your game now at Oxford. There's games in League Two as well. How much harder does that make it on deadline day that half the managers in the country are either travelling to games to watch their team or to watch another team?
Yeah, of course, yeah. But in an ideal scenario, we'll be able to try to hopefully get the bodies in before then. But obviously, it's not ideal. And by the way, how did Oxford do?
They won 3-0 against Newcastle.
Newcastle must have played their under 15s, but no, what a great result for them then, well played.
So they'll be full of confidence.
Yeah. With regards to your second goal, by the way, because we gave it to McArdle, there was the touch from Vanslow, first of all. He was celebrating as if he'd scored his second goal, but and looking at McArdle, and looking at Billy Clark's celebration as well, doing the old Jurgen Klinsmann splash dive. Can you just confirm, it was definitely McArdle who got the final touch that knocked it over the line?
It was, yeah. I mean, Billy put the free kick in, it went up. I think Tim's had a header, Remains then had a header. It's bounced down, and Rory's got his big toe into it. So no matter where it comes from, I'm delighted he has got such big feet.
Yeah, well, he deserved that. On another day, he could have had a hat-trick, couldn't he? Because he had one disallowed, one saved, and one off the line.
Yeah, he attacks the ball well, and it's set players are always about the delivery, and then you can go and... So if the delivery's good, you've got half a chance. But they're a big physical side today, so I was just as pleased as well we defended the set players because they've got, you know, a lot of strength. That's where they score a lot
and
of goals
to score from. Two goals as well, because it's only, what, the second time in 12 games that you've done that?
Yeah, that's right. And so, we take the positives, the biggest one being it's 3 points. Send the fans home happy.
I was going to say they're probably on the way over the Pennines now, 3,000 of them. What a support again today.
Yeah, that's what we said at half time. Come on. We can't not let them down because we're giving everything we can. It's not as though we're not trying to win the games.
Gives you more though, doesn't it?
Of course it does. You know, as soon as the ball goes out for a corner, the roar and the it's fantastic. And that's, you know, we've always, you know, had great away support. And you know, I can't say there'll be 3,000 down at Oxford on Tuesday. You know, we're happy if we get three down there. But no, it's one now. That's what football's about. It's about players because you don't. But it's for the fans, and you know, for me, my biggest happiness is for the players first and foremost, obviously, but to send the supporters home happy and let them have a good Saturday night, that's great.
No more injuries, and Billy Clark okay after playing most of the game?
Yeah, I mean, you look at Billy and you think, when it's his first game back after, you know, first heavy park, but then he does something sharp and inspires you and turns away from somebody and plays a pass in, and you think, you know, another 5 minutes. But unfortunately for young Gilly, we were bringing him on just as we scored, you know, and we sort of had a rethink on that. So yeah, and the other thing as well, Alex Jones, he's not trained all week. He's had a little hip problem, so he did a light session yesterday. So we're even having a little bit of a gamble having him on the bench, but we thought, you know, we could use him for 20 minutes. We needed him really. So hopefully, I don't think he says he feels fine at the moment, but obviously he's not available for Tuesday, so he'll be able to rest up and get a bit of treatment and be, you know, fully fit for the next league game.
Yeah, well done today. Cheers, fully lads. Deserve that, and we'll see you down at Oxford on Tuesday.
Let's by the way, games I on. Might not be at Make Oxford, it's deadline day. I might have to stay back up here.
That's my excuse.
Cheers. Top man. Cheers, Stuart McCall joining us.